We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Primary day has come and gone in Pennsylvania. No surprises in the presidential primary. President Biden and former President Donald Trump won their party races. In the Senate race, we'll see incumbent Democrat Bob Casey face Republican Dave McCormick in the November election. They ran in their primaries uncontested. Malcolm Kenyatta won the Democratic primary for State Auditor General. He'll face Republican Timothy DeFore, who won uncontested. And the race for Pennsylvania's Attorney General is set as former Auditor General Eugene D. Pasquale wins a crowded Democratic primary, and York County DA Dave Sunday grabs the GOP nomination. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
Eugene D. Pasquale served two terms as Auditor General and three terms as a state rep. He cruised to victory in a five-way race for the Democratic primary, thanks largely in part to a geographic advantage, as his four opponents were all from Philadelphia and neighboring counties. D. Pasquale points to his experience as Auditor General.
I've run a lot of tough state investigations. It was my investigation found over 3,000 untested rape kits. It was my investigation found 58,000 unanswered phone calls to the child abuse hotline. Any single one of those calls could have been life or death for a child.
Republican Dave Sunday says as district attorney of York County, he's reduced crime and drug use countywide despite dealing with spillover crime from Baltimore.
We created a clinic where the police have a place to take people that can get immediate mental health assessments. And as a result of that, they can go into outpatient treatment.
Sunday topped Delaware County State Rep Craig Williams for the GOP nomination. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Meanwhile, a Philadelphia police officer broke up one dog attacking another. But as KYW's Nina Barati tells us, the officer at one point fired her weapon and is now on administrative duty, as per protocol.
Police were called to West Oak Lane, where investigators say an officer saw a pit bull attacking a Pomeranian, with the owner of the pit bull having trouble separating the two. This was around 8 o'clock last Wednesday morning. Investigators say the officer tried to use her taser to stop the pit bull, but it didn't work, and she used her gun and discharged it three times. That's when the pit bull turned to the officer. She fired three more times, and a bullet hit one of the dog's legs, according to officials. The pit bull's owner was able to take the dog to be treated, but police say the Pomeranian didn't make it. Because the 31-year-old officer discharged her weapon, she was placed on administrative duty, which is protocol pending the outcome of the internal affairs investigation. Nina Barani, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Montgomery County student charged with assaulting a classmate with a metal thermos last week could face more charges after an outburst in the courtroom. Many students and parents at Pembroke Middle School say school officials failed to prevent the lunchroom attack, and they want to see a change in leadership. Here's KYW's Connor Barkon.
Dozens of parents and students in the North Penn School District protested outside of Superintendent Dr. Todd Bauer's office, demanding a change at the top.
What happened wasn't a shock. The shock was that the district didn't try to stop it before it happened.
Kathy has children in the district and works at the elementary school and says last week's lunchroom attack scares her as a parent. She wishes the schools would do more to intervene when students are having a conflict.
I know personally my child was bullied, and I emailed them, and I didn't hear back for 5 days till I got a phone call. And it's not right.
Amanda goes to North Penn High School and says students dispute how long the school says last week's attack lasted.
The school board had claimed that it went on for like 8 minutes, and it had sent to have really gone on for like 28. But either way, that shouldn't have gone on for more than 30 seconds, and they still did nothing about it.
The student charged in the assault could face additional charges after police say the student tried to hit a sheriff's deputy with a jug of water while in court on Monday. In Lansdale, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker.
Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.